Welcome to Behind the Scenes with Dr. Adam Goldstein and Dr. Christy Page. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Paul Ruggieri about his new book, Confessions of a Surgeon, The Good, the Bad, and the Complicated Life Behind the OR Doors. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Ruggieri.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You know, I guess one question that comes up in your experience is it's not always caring for, particularly maybe being on call as a surgeon, you sometimes have to care for people that are not necessarily the wealthy, most educated, most compliant patients. Tell us a little bit about the range that sometimes you have to deal with.
That's correct, and I'm sure Adam and both you and Christy have experienced the array of patients that I have on a medical level. It takes more work to take care of these patients. You really have to focus on what you can do for them and try not to get distracted by their behavior or whatever.
I mean, you've taken care of people who violated the law, criminals, yes?
Oh, yes. Can
you tell a story about the man who harmed his wife?
It boils down to what I was trained to do and what I needed to do. You know, it's interesting. The operating room is a great equalizer. Anybody who comes into there, it can be a king, it can be a president, it can be anybody, but they're all the same when they enter the operating room. They're all on the same level, whether they're criminals or not. I was trained to do one thing, and in this particular story, with the person that came into the emergency room, he had shot up a few people in a local courtroom, and I knew what had happened, and he was the most critically ill of the group that came in, and we had to take him first, and we did. For a second there, your humanness comes into play, and that's why surgeons are human, and I am human. But it's only for a second, because you know what you have to do.
One question I had in our conversation today is thinking about other surgeons and how have they responded to your book? You've opened the doors of the OR. You've exposed all of the stuff empowering patients. And how have your colleagues responded to that?
Well, I actually had my senior colleague read the book well in advance. And this is a man I immensely respect. And he loved it. I really haven't had any specific feedback from other surgeons. But anybody else in the healthcare field has read the book has loved it. I don't know. It's interesting. I'll see what kind of feedback I do get. But I think there are things in there that a lot of us think about, and most of us will never write about, but we think about.
Well, one of the things that we think about a lot and you read about a lot, but we don't discuss certainly with patients a lot, is the question of medical liability. From a surgeon, and when you're writing about your book, how did you think about writing about this in your book?
I wanted to be totally honest about it, really upfront about it, because it is something we don't talk about. A lot of us are afraid to talk about it. Unfortunately, it's the reality of any doctor's practice, particularly surgeons, general surgeons. General surgeons are in the high-risk group for being sued, along with neurosurgeons, surgeons, and cardiothoracic surgeons.
Why is that?
It's because of what we do. We deal with emergency situations, general surgeons particularly, and many of those emergency situations have bad outcomes. But it's just because of what we do, and neurosurgery is another specialty that's also a high risk. In addition to OBGYN, God, I forget about OBGYN.
So do you think the majority of medical malpractice is actually bad medicine, or do you think it's a reaction to patients' perceptions that they deserve closer to more perfect care?
I think it's a combination of both. The latter point is an excellent point. I think patients have to be realistic about their expectations, particularly if they bring with them risk factors into the operating room. And that's my job and every other surgeon's job is to make them become realistic about their expectations. Communications is very important, obviously, as you know. And many lawsuits that come to fruition are due to a lack of communication, not because of a lack of care. But it's in our busy life, it's very hard to communicate everything sometimes. But unfortunately, malpractice is a real element of how everyone practices today, and it has been, and that's not changing.
Well, Dr. Ruggieri, it's clear to me, and I'm sure it will be for patients, so many people who will read your book, patients, medical colleagues, your surgical colleagues, that the spirit of this book is very honest, and there is a certain integrity with which you speak and write that we appreciate as you move forward. So thank you for sharing with us and being with us today for Behind the Scenes.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.